This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for the great Wayne Allyn Root, and the final hour. I want to do more hours. Let's do more hours. This is not enough. This is not enough hours. Not enough hours in the day for me, because I'm having too much fun here on the USA Radio Network again. Calls and emails coming in from Vegas and Minneapolis, Dallas, Reno, New York, Oklahoma City, everywhere in between. And again, we thank you all. A lot of different emails coming my way as well. LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. You can always reach out to me, and I'll do my best to try to get back to you as soon as I possibly can. So, you know, I'm an animal fan. I love animals. I love dogs. I love cats. I love all animals. I'm a protector of everything that's out there in the wild. That's what I'm all about. So let me just give you a little pet safety. Again, for Thanksgiving, always check for bones in whatever you give your dog or cat tomorrow. Certainly, they're going to be wanting the leftovers. But keep the garbage out of reach. Here's something that a lot of folks don't realize. Raisins or grapes can cause kidney failure in dogs. Do not give them raisins or grapes. It's not good. Onions or garlic can be toxic to pets as well. Garlic, believe it or not. And, of course, watch out for chocolate. So if you've got your man's best friend hanging around the table tomorrow, do the right thing. And don't let them get into anything that can hurt them. So just on a personal note, so out behind Full Power Radio Studios here in Connecticut, which is where I'm broadcasting from, again, every time I fill in for Wayne Allyn Root, we've got our palatial, basically fantastic, one-of-a-kind studios in the middle of, actually right between two casinos, if you can visualize that. But we're really in a very rural setting. Like, there's a giant casino, then a lot of beautiful woods, then another giant casino, and that's where we're broadcasting from. But out behind the Full Power Radio Studios today, there's a cat that nobody can catch, and he doesn't want to really, or she doesn't want to be around anybody. So I feed him or her every single day, and I named her Felix because I don't know if it's him or her. But anyway, we got together and we kind of I used my old dog crate and put a bunch of blankets in there because it's going to be cold tonight. It's going to be like 20 degrees. Now, I built him her something last year, but it's kind of beat down, and so basically Felix is moving up to the penthouse, which is good. I'm happy about that. So hopefully, because it's going to be like 0 degrees tomorrow. I don't know how these animals outside survive when it's zero. It's incredible to me. All right, I found this story interesting. This is something completely different, but I found this interesting because I've said this for the longest time, that wherever you go and whatever you do, there's a good chance that somebody is watching you. Somebody is paying close attention to you, right? So if you're curious as to where folks are really looking at you from, let's say, behind that glass, I'm going to give you 11 surprising places where your face is secretly scanned. Your face is secretly scanned. So if you're a spectator at the Olympic Games and you looked up into the sky, right, and you were watching, let's say, the planes fly overhead, or you were watching the fireworks, or you were watching whatever, guess what? Your face at this year's Olympics is on record because they used facial recognition technology in drones and planes that flew overhead to get everybody's face. They knew who was there. They knew everybody who was at the Olympics, which I find pretty fascinating. But here are the 11 that you may run. You may run into these places on a regular basis. So here are the places where they're using facial recognition technology right now, and they know all about you. And I've said this before, the facial recognition technology is so far advanced, you would not believe what they can do. You would not believe what they can do. This is why, listen, when you go to a store, when you go to Walmart or Lowe's or wherever, and you look at an item, how many? I'll ask you this: how many times has this happened to you? Because I actually had an expert in this field a while back. How many times have you gone to a store? And I'll say one of the big box stores to buy, let's say you're going to buy a leaf blower, okay? You're going to buy a leaf blower because there are leaves all over the place. So you go to the big box store to buy the leaf blower. And you're looking at the leaf blowers in the aisle with the leaf blowers, right? And you stop, and you look at one leaf blower longer than the others. You pay very close attention to it because maybe it's caught your eye. It's got something that you may want or need. So you look at it a little bit longer. You look at it maybe 5 or 10 seconds longer than you looked at the other ones. And then you go home, right? And you go home, and you get in front of your computer, and you log into your computer, and you go on to your email account. And lo and behold, there it is, an email from that big box store about that very product that you were looking at. And you say to yourself, wait a second, that can't be. I didn't email them. How did I get an email from them? How did that happen? And how did they find out what I wanted or were looking at? Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's facial recognition technology working. It's out there. It's happening, whether you like it or not. So airports have a lot of facial recognition technology. Miami International Airport in February launched the nation's first U.S. Customs and Border Protection checkpoint that actually employs facial recognition technology to expedite passport screening, etc. TravelPulse.com reports the new system is able to scan 10 passengers per minute to find out who is who and who is trying to come across. Banks are able to scan your face. They know who you are. If you're going into a bank, they know it, right? They know you're there. That's why, another reason why, not only that, safety is a reason why, but banks will ask you to take off hats and sunglasses. My bank does it every single time, so I know my face is getting red when I walk into the bank. You know, here's one that you don't realize it, but I've known this for a long time. City streets. Now, yes, they're using this technology in city streets, but don't forget there are teller machines and security cameras and all kinds of different things across all of the urban landscapes. So you really, if you're walking down a street in New York or Dallas or Vegas, for God's sake, if you're walking down, Vegas is a little bit more spread out, but if you're walking down one of these urban settings that has building upon building, your face is getting recognized. They know you're there. They're paying attention, so they can see who's coming and who's going. So don't think for a second, especially in a place like New York or wherever, like a big city like New York or L.A., you're not committing a crime in open daylight without a whole bunch of cameras figuring out who exactly that you are. Let's see. Cruise ships have facial recognition technology. I think that's probably self-explanatory. State DMVs. Another reason why he's going to the DMV. But there you go. Let's see. Protest marches. So if you're a member of Antifa or any of these other groups, guess what? Big Brother is watching and they're paying attention to who's there. If you go out to a resort, resorts and hotels and casinos, they all have tons of video surveillance. So, yes, if you're going to one of these big casinos, they know you're there. They know who you are. They know what you do, and they know where you go. Schools, high schools and colleges actually now are beginning to employ facial recognition technology. So if you're walking to or around a school, they're paying attention. If there are still shopping malls out there, and there are a few, I guess, left, we have one that's dying in our own backyard here in Connecticut where I am. The shopping malls are certainly being phased out, but in some of the existing shopping malls, they have a lot of facial recognition technology to pay attention to who's going and who's coming. Sporting events. If you're at the New York Giants game or the Dallas Cowboy game or, you know, you're at a Knicks game, guess what? They know you're there. So if you're at a sporting event, facial recognition technology has an idea that you've been there. And theme parks. So if you're going to one of these Six Flags or wherever, they have the information and they know that you are there. So there you go. If you're out and about, Big Brother is absolutely 100% watching. So if you're really concerned about that, and I know there are a lot of folks out there who do not like that. They do not like, they feel that's, you know, their privacy being, taken away from them little by little. I find it interesting. Here's the next evolution. It's actually already here. But what you'll see, and you see it a lot now in some airports, is let's say you're going through, you know, you go through the conveyor, not the conveyor belt, but the walking sidewalk, right? So if you're on the walking sidewalk at an airport, pay attention to something next time you're at an airport on the walking sidewalk. Pay attention if they have ads on both sides of you that are those changing ads, not the ones that are up there for the month, but the ones that electronically can change. And pay attention to them, because if those ads are really sort of resonating with you, chances are that facial technology, recognition technology, has locked in on you. They may not know who you are, but they might say, well, here's a 40-year-old man, and he's wearing a Giants jersey. So now you're going to get ads for sporting events, or ads for the Red Zone on television, or ads for a sneaker, because they recognize who you are, what age group you are, and what you would need, and then they program the advertising accordingly. That happens right now. That's happening in airports across the country, but I'm telling you, just take a look and see for yourself. Tell me I'm wrong. And one other thing before we take a break, do not eat romaine lettuce. I don't know if you saw this story, but man, what are they doing in the fields? What are these guys doing picking the romaine lettuce? What are they picking it with? What are they using? There's E. coli all over it. Yuck. All right. Listen, I got to get to a break. We'll come back. Glenzel Macy will join me at the bottom of the hour. I'm telling you, he is fantastic. You're going to love listening to him. We got him coming up in just a couple of minutes. So if you want to call in, once again, 833-WAR-TALK. I'd love to hear from you. It's the eve of Thanksgiving. My name is Lee Elsie, and I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root, and this is War Now.
I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy, I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance, or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com.
War now!
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
My Patriot Supply wrote this script, by the way, before the election, before the stock market started crashing, before we had weather disasters like the fires in California, before Democrats started stealing all the elections after election night. They said we're in a season of change, market swings hundreds of points in an hour, weather disasters are weekly events in the headlines, and political unrest and fallout will increase going towards 2020. Boy, were they right. Through all these sudden changes, one thing's a fact, we should be prepared. Our day-to-day lives are likely to be disrupted. Get those items that you need at My Patriot Supply, from food storage to water filtration. When emergency strike, My Patriot Supply is there for you. They've helped over 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-reliant. We don't fool around here at USA Radio. We've got an advertiser who's had over 1 million clients or customers. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including emergency food kits and gravity-powered water filtration systems. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it now so you're prepared. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, thank you, Wayne. It's Lee Elsie again filling in for Wayne Allen Root. It is the USA Radio Network. The show is called War Now. Our number is 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. And Wayne will be back on Monday. And again, I'm having a blast filling in for, again, the day before Thanksgiving. I know everybody's out and about. Everybody's got to take a million different things to do. But I hope, you know, you guys can keep it with us until the end of the program at the very least, and continue to listen to USA Radio wherever that may be in and on your radio. So I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about her, just a couple seconds here, but Alexandria Ortez, or Ocasio-Cortez, has been in the news over and over and over and over and over again, and of course every time she opens her mouth it's another gift to the conservative movement. But there's a number of different things that are happening with her. But she says now she remains the most progressive candidate and will back Nancy Pelosi if, in fact, Nancy Pelosi continues to be the most progressive candidate for that spot. Of course, she supports, that's Cortez, supports Medicare for all, tuition-free college, and, of course, abolishing ICE. The first two, of course, Medicare for all and tuition-free colleges, again, are the shining example of paying for everything with everybody else's money. Of course, everybody wants everything free, and we want to do it for the entire world. Of course, not just us. We want to make sure we bring in other 7 billion strong. Sure, we can pay for all of their medical cares and all of their tuition, but again, Cortez is all over the place, and she's on Twitter, she's on Instagram, and again, she's making a number of mistakes, but again, she's only like 15 years old, isn't she? All right, here's an interesting story. Let me just throw this at you real quick before we get to the bottom of the hour and get very, very serious. But and this is serious. School police show up at the door of a trans... Well, here's the story. Let me read it to you because I don't want to get off sidetrack. A parent who sent an email, a critical email, of the Florida school superintendent who implemented a radical transgender policy that strips away parental rights from the school's district's brand new police force at his door the next day. This fairly shocking level of intimidation, and certainly at least some parents must have gotten the message, shut up, sit down, and let us handle your children, or else we're going to come knocking on your door. At the recommendation of the Sarasota County School District, the LGBTQ Task Force School Superintendent Todd Bowden issued guidelines to govern how the district's more than 50 public schools handle transgender and gendered questioning students, starting as young as, get this, kindergarten. But in some instances here, in one case in particular, the school, a school, punished a teacher who refused to watch a girl change in a boy's locker room. The girl was a transitioning, she was a girl transitioning to a boy and was showering with the boys in the boy's locker room. And I guess it's school policy for, you know, the coach or whoever to walk around and make sure nothing is going on, you know, with the kids in horseplay and all of that. Well, he refused to do it because she's a girl and she's naked and she's taking a shower. And I guess he got disciplined and he got in trouble and he's on administrative leave. So and that... We're living in an upside-down world. I mean, and I hate to say it like that, because it makes you sound like an old fogey, stick-in-the-mud, blah, blah, blah. It's crazy. I mean, this is crazy. What we do to the kids, what we're doing to the kids in these schools, and the way we are making them make these decisions about their sexuality as young as kindergarten, I mean, that's to me, that's child abuse. It is exactly what it is. In my mind, it's child abuse. All right, listen, we got to get to the bottom of the hour. Like I said, I promise, a great guest is coming up after the bottom of the hour. It's Glenn Solmacy. He's the provost at Bryant University. He's a super guy, and we'll get into some topics about politics and the judicial system and all that. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Rain is falling in Northern California, which is helping provide relief to the firefighters battling the deadly campfire. All the rain does mean there's a possibility of flash flooding. Cal Fire Chief Ken Pimlott does say the search will go on, though, for the nearly 800 that are still missing.
There are hundreds of law enforcement and search and rescue personnel that will continue this effort. This is critical. It's an incredibly critically important component to try to recover these individuals.
Airports across the country are jammed with holiday travelers. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky speaks to an extremely busy SkyCap who tries to stay upbeat at Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta.
What's the mood of most of the people you're taking care of?
Very frantic. They having meltdowns everywhere.
Deontay, a super friendly SkyCap here at Southwest, busy helping customers in all moods with their luggage and boarding passes.
This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
All right, we are back.
back. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. It's the USA Radio Network. Our phone number is 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. You can reach out to me. Getting a lot of emails nowadays. LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. That's LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. One of my favorite guests, without question, is this next gentleman. He's probably the second smartest guy that I know. I only say he's the second smartest guy. It's because the other guys out there who are listening right now will think they're the smartest, but he probably is the smartest guy. He has a military background, and currently he's the provost at Bryant University. He's my good friend, Glenn Silmacy. Glenn, listen, thanks for coming on War Now. I know it's a tough time of year. I know there's a million things going on, but I had to throw a couple things at you. There's a lot going on in the world.
Hey, Lee, it's delighted to be here. There's a lot going on. It's a crazy time in the United States and around the world.
So, you know, it is crazy. I want to start with this, what I'm calling the blue creep across the country. We've got this, you know, this sort of blue wave. You can take it any way you want. It's the Trump factor, however you want to spin it. But, you know, you look across some states that normally were red, at the very least purple, they're now becoming blue. So what do you make of all that? Let's start there.
No question, Lee. You know that it played out exactly how I told you it would play out and how it is going to play out and how you have predicted it. I think the reality is that the Democrats will likely, in the House, in the more regional, localized areas, an anti-Trump element was successful, and they were successful in the House, and that we expect them to take the House, and they did. And in the areas where there's more growth and more widespread voting in states, in governorships, you saw the Republicans do well because the Senate is able to hold the line, and that gives you an indication of what will be like in 2020. The Senate held. The House was lost. It's not a blue wave, not even close to being a blue wave. And I think it's traditionally been much worse in the two-year cycle after the first presidential election. So this overplaying their hand and overplaying the spin of what's taken place is unsad and not true. I also think that your article that you had put out, and hopefully you've put it on your Facebook page, you had a great op-ed that's getting a lot of play because it's really showing, hey, they've created an atmosphere. They've got to live in this. All these promises they've made, all these promises are going to have people see what they're doing for the next 2 years, and in 2 years there'll be more of a revolt going back towards the red state. The end winner of the election, Lee, was Donald J. Trump. I truly believe it's ensured he'll win in 2020.
Glenn Silmacy is our guest provost, academic officer over at Bryant University, also former military, was in the Coast Guard for a while, and again, he's been on Fox News, he's been on CNN, he's been everywhere, he's written a ton of op-eds himself. It's always a pleasure to get him to come on and talk about some of the things going on in the world of politics and news, and in particular when it deals with the Constitution and law. There's nobody who knows that better than him. All right, so you're making a prediction now that you think when 2020 comes rolling around, the whole kind of culture of the country will revert back to being more pro-Trump, and Trump will win pretty easy in 2020.
No question. I don't think there's any doubt, Lee. I will make that prediction unequivocally. I think there's no doubt that you start seeing Octavia Cortez as the face of the Democrat Party.
Right.
She's a socialist, an avowed socialist. That is anti-capitalist. We're in a period now of unprecedented economic growth under the current regime. Just reality. Whether you like him, don't like Donald Trump, that's just a fact.
Right.
So you're doing extremely well in the stock market. People are doing well financially. You're going to see people coming out saying, no, we can't have that. You want to give that 100% Medicaid, 100% universal health care. People say, oh my gosh, what did we do? And they are pushing to be in leadership posts. Just think for a minute when you say that to me. We look at Flynn or Ryan, Paul Ryan, excuse me, as being the Speaker of the House. The next Speaker of the House is likely to be Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
That is the best possible outcome for Republicans in 2020. Nancy Pelosi as the head and the face of the party, with Steny Hoyer again as the whip, as the majority leader. These are faces that really are just rerunning the old reason why the Republicans won so decisively in 2016. So it's just a rehash of what we had, even to an even more liberal bent. This, the colleges, the universities, the youth, as Winston Churchill said, it's understandable that youth vote liberally, but by the time they're 28, they're usually voting conservative once they start making money. And the reality is that as these folks come back into positions where we see them on the news, I truly believe they will overplay their hand and wind up hurting themselves in 2020.
You know,
I really believe that.
I mean, we're here you're in a blue state as it is. You live here in Connecticut as well.
Blue.
It's very, very blue. And there was really no surprises. The only surprise was maybe how much more blue it got. In other words, we got the Democrat governor. The entire House basically shifted big to the left. Also, the state Senate almost got to the point where it became a veto-proof majority there in our own House. Now, across the country, you know, Arizona, Nevada, they also had that same kind of scenario. Even Texas, for a little while, there was a little heart palpitation.
That was not true. Again, spin, Mr. Elsie.
Well, I know, but still, the numbers, they're closer than you would like to feel, make you comfortable, right?
You're right. No question. When you have people that you're ensuring illegally voting, that happens. I'm kidding. I think when you look at it, there's certainly a reaction to Donald Trump. We all have seen it. We all attend. We have friends. I mean, I am obviously very close with many, many Democrat friends and Republicans that are concerned about the sort of acerbic atmosphere in Washington, and people are find that distasteful. But you have to remember, traditionally, go back in history, it's always been the party out of power does extremely well in the two-year election.
No question.
And my bigger thing is, and I've told my some congressmen that are Democrat friends of mine, don't overplay your hand. The best thing the Democrats can do is come in and say, we are completely going to not get involved in investigations. We're not going to investigate people. We're not going to attack others. And we're going to govern. We're going to do what you asked us to do, is to come in here and govern and try to pass legislation that our people have put us into power to do. And we're going to rise above this sort of acerbic atmosphere. That's not what you're hearing, though, Lee.
Mm-hmm.
You're hearing them come in, they're ready to start investigations of everybody. There's something like 13 or 14 investigations already being prepared to take place on just the Trump administration, never mind congressional or FBI, just on the White House. If that's what the people want, I just don't think they do. I think it's quite the opposite.
We're talking again to Glenn Solmacy, Provost, Chief Academic Officer over at Bryant University, also part of the Naval War College. Give me a little breakdown on what's going on in Florida.
Well, you know, Florida's near and dear to my heart and a great state where we have family in Naples and we have a house in Naples, and Collier County is the heart and soul. But there is such a tremendous divide right now. At the end of the day, I think Rick Scott will win, and Nelson will be defeated, which seems like that's taken place, and the governorship will go Republican as well. But there is a divide. That has been like that for 20 years, Lee. The election of 2000, if we all recall, Bush v. Gore, came down to 537 votes in the state of Florida, the Electoral College. So this isn't something new. This isn't it's been a divide. You have a traditional Republican base in certain counties, and on the East Coast, it's more Democrat-leaning, and in the around Pensacola, the Panhandle and the western part of the state are more Republican-leaning. So it's almost geographically and physically split down the middle, and politically down the middle where they go. I think it's disconcerting for all of us to see once again, though, 20 years after Bush v. Gore, that there are still concerns about how voting procedures take place in the great state of Florida. I don't see how we can, in the digital age, how we can have that be more efficient and done so we're not questioning and doing ballot recounts and looking at them and trying to determine voter intent by the way they punch a certain card or mark a certain name. I mean, it's just unfortunate.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think we're in the 21st century. We got to start acting like it. And, you know, the days of filling in the bubble they should be over. There's got to be, like I said, there's got to be a better way for us to do that. One last thing, because we're going to run out of time, and it always goes very, very quickly when you're on with us, and we always appreciate it. Glenn Solmacy joining us. This whole immigration issue, and the judge comes out prior to the Ninth Circuit, I guess maybe they'll take it to that next, but he comes out and basically puts the kibosh on something that Trump said that made perfect sense to me. Why is that a judge at that level can put the kibosh on Donald Trump, the president of the United States?
Lee, it is a great question. I get that asked to me by more people. It's a function of our checks and balances, but I think your listeners have to recognize the province of immigration is purely an executive function. And there's no question that if you read the Constitution, you read the history, precedent, the Supreme Court has consistently deferred to the president in this regard. And this is just the checks and balances that I, in many ways, is also the what the founders wanted. Even though the president has this authority, it's purely within his province. It's been consistently read that way. The legislature has given authority to the president to make determinations on asylum requests, that at the same time, the judiciary has a role to check an executive. So even though this is one judge, one district that is making a decision that can stop an entire national policy, that's the way that the founders intended it, and that's the way the Constitution is drafted. Is he actually or she actually, when they're fulfilling this obligation, adhering to the principles of the Constitution? I would argue that they're not reading it in a way that's exposing or ensuring fidelity to the founders' intent. It's more their personal preferences. And this is where, you know, as I'm a member of the Federalist Society and a proud member for some time, that this is the area we most are concerned with, an out-of-control judiciary. A judiciary that's politicized is dangerous to the republic. And that we always have to be conscious that judges are life-tenured, unelected, virtually unaccountable to make decisions. Once you put a life-tenured judge on the court, it's not just the Supreme Court, it's federal judges are life-tenured. All of these folks, once you put them on, they are there forever, and there's no way you can say, oh, well, you're being political. That doesn't matter. Impeachment procedures are available, but it's difficult to do. And in this case, I would say this one judge is holding up the presidency for political purposes, and that's unfortunate.
Glenn, I cannot thank you enough. I wish there were more time. I want you to have a great Thanksgiving. Your family's
happy
the best.
Thanksgiving, Lee.
All right, you too, buddy. I appreciate it.
Please tell your folks that. Get that out there, because that op-ed is awesome on letting people know what's going to be taking place and what the seeds they've sown, they're going to reap.
No, I thank you for that. I will post that up on the Facebook page again. And if you want to find out more of what I wrote for the day, it's at theday.com. You can check that out again as well. Glenn Slomacy, we got to let you go. I appreciate it. You're listening to Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root.
The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon, and there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allen Root, and this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver, and you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today, and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. 24/7. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
War now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, My Doctor Suggests, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Megan's a witness, by the way. You haven't been here. You've barely been here, like twice in like the last 4 months. And are you a witness since long before they became a sponsor of the show? How many times have I had to suck on these colonial silver lozenges? And you actually grab them all the time.
Yeah.
I've been doing this for the whole 3 years I've had a radio show. I've used My Doctor Suggests colonial silver lozenges. I can't remember who told me about it, but someone recommended it when they heard I was starting a radio show 3 years ago. And it's going to be 3 years on February 6th. So we should have a big anniversary party. But 3 years I will have been on the radio February 6th, and I started using these colonial silver lozenges from the first minute I talked. 720 hours a year on the radio. That's a lot of talking, and I've got to protect my voice, and my throat is now a workhorse. No matter what I throw at it, it does great. All because silver, colonial silver, destroys bacteria, virus, and yeast. When it comes in contact with germs for 2 minutes, it can destroy them. You suck on a lozenge, and you let the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I'm living proof. My Doctor Suggests is the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable, magical lozenges today. And the way to get them is call 866-660-9868. So you're getting them toll-free anywhere in the United States. Free call, 866-660-9868. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Get 10% off your first order. My Doctor Suggests. I love the cherry colloidal silver lozenger and the orange and the apple and the honey. Those are my four flavors, but the cherry is my main one. Colonial Silver, My Doctor Suggests. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. 866-660-9868.
All right, thank you, Wayne. It's Lee Elsie once again filling in for the great Wayne Allen Root, who's, again, deservedly got the night off night before Thanksgiving. Everybody's sort of getting to where they need to get to, and as always, love talking to the folks all across the country, from Vegas to Minneapolis to Dallas, where they've got a big Cowboy game tomorrow, Reno and Oklahoma City and everywhere in between, and of course, our friends in our own backyard out here in Long Island and Connecticut. So now we got the Connecticut stations back up after the football game, and I want to thank all the folks who have been listening from the beginning. We've covered a lot of different things tonight. We've covered Obama, the debt clock. We've covered jazz hands. We've covered crime and scams and hijabs and everything in between. And, of course, we just had the great Glenn Salmasian breaking down a lot of different political things. But, you know, as normal, when I fill in for Wayne, I like either the last segment or a couple of segments in the last hour to have to do with some stuff that don't really tax your brain too much. So let me throw some things at you that don't really hurt your brain before we run out of time. So, according to a couple of different outlets, here are some things you should never order at a restaurant because, well, you're getting screwed. Number one, a well-done steak. If you order a well-done steak, what they're going to do is they're going to give you the worst cut of meat possible and cook it up so you don't tell the difference. Don't ever order mussels. One bad mussel can make you really, really, really sick, so it's risky. Don't order mussels. Now, I don't know if that's different than oysters. I had oysters. I don't know why I ordered oysters when I was in Vegas once. So I'm in Vegas thinking I'm something special, thinking that I'm some hot shot, and again, none of that is true. And I ordered oysters for some reason, and literally that entire night, I was worshiping the porcelain god. Yeah, it wasn't pretty. So, and since then, that was like 20 years ago, and since then I haven't touched one, nor would I ever, ever, anyway. I mean, I don't know why I ordered them, because they're disgusting and slimy and all that. Don't order a really expensive cheeseburger. The markup is ridiculous, and what you're getting is a regular cheeseburger with a big markup. That's all that's really happening. Don't order the seafood special, because it's usually made out of seafood that's about to go bad. So if somebody comes out and says, yes, we've got the seafood special for $19.99, don't order that, because that's all the stuff that they're going to throw out the next day. Let's see. The 10 most popular Thanksgiving foods. Turkey, of course, number one. Mashed potatoes, stuffing, bread rolls, pumpkin pie. Green beans is number six. How is green beans on the list? Nobody wants green beans. Nobody wants it. Cranberry sauce should be like number two, but it's number seven. Yams, apple pie, pecan pie on the list. What else we got here? 10 things to do before the holiday guests arrive. Clean your house. Yes. Have plenty of food options. Yes. Declutter. Makes sense. Let's see. Some scented candles. Sure, you want to get romantic. Bake something, like cookies or pies. Get your laundry done. I guess that makes sense. And brew some coffee. Those are things to do before the guests arrive on the big holiday. That could be any holiday. That doesn't necessarily have to be Thanksgiving. Let's see. What else do I have here? The fastest animal in the world is a peregrine falcon. You didn't guess that. You were going to guess something else. It flies 242 miles per hour. The cheetah is the fastest land animal at about 75 miles an hour, just a little bit faster than Usain Bolt. There are several colleges in the U.S. where you're required to pass a swimming test to graduate. Those are Cornell, Columbia, Dartmouth, MIT, and Swarthmore. I went to school for the class, and that class, it was like a first day life-saving health class, and I can't swim. I'm a terrible swimmer, right? I don't have, sink. I sink like a stone. So I had to learn how to, wade water and then save somebody, and the teacher was a big dude. He threw me in and then jumped in and said, save me, and I couldn't go. I passed. I passed because I was an athlete. We all passed. That's how it went. But anyway, that was a terrible experience. I'm still scarred, as you can tell. All right, listen, we got to run. Chris, great job pushing all the buttons, making it all go. Mark, thank you, as always, for getting it done on our end. Again, everyone out there, have a fantastic, wonderful, magnificent Thanksgiving dinner. Wayne Allen Root, I thank you. You're great, and I appreciate you letting me be on the USA Radio Network and more now. Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll see you.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.